Hey, Danny Fegan. Last time we talked to Danny, Lou, we were talking about the fact that we were in the music video for this song. You were hanging off the fence there at the property, Lou.
I was hanging off the fence, Matt.
Good times.
Yeah.
But we're not talking about one of his music clips today. We're talking about the man from Snowy River Festival.
And he joins us now, Danny Fegan. Hello.
Lou, how are you? G'day, Matt.
Yeah, good. So it's a big time of year for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a busy weekend, that's for sure. I was going to say, don't sell yourself short in that film clip. It wouldn't have been the same without you hanging off that rail with that big, wide, long drone shot.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. I think we we made really the video.
Yeah. Really see you down near that bale of hay.
Yeah, that was me.
You said that I should ride that tiny little cow Norman. That you had. Yeah, but I was too gutless to do it.
Yeah, well, actually, mate, it got pretty loose after you guys left, and we sort of kicked on when the cameras were off till about 3 in the morning. And,
no kidding.
A bloke broke his finger on that bull.
Oh, really?
So it was probably just as well he didn't get on. Yeah. He's meant to be really quiet, but he decided at 3 in the morning he had enough.
Leave me alone. Fair enough.
Hey, the man from Snowy River Festival, I'm looking forward to it. I've never been there. I'm going on Saturday. But today you're doing the famous reenactment, right?
Yeah, we are, mate. We're just getting ready for it now, actually. I just left soundcheck then as people are starting to roll in. If you've never been to this festival, it's just magic, mate. You're really going to love it. And I look forward to catching up with you, and I'll show you around a little bit too. Getting back to this morning, we're going to do the first reenactment. The reenactments have become so popular, they've split them into two this year. So we're doing one in the morning, which starts in about an hour and a half. And then one this afternoon, about 2 o'clock, because the congestion last year was just a bit too much to handle trying to get people in and out. I think they had about 3,000 people up this hill last year. And in its entirety, the whole festival for the first time expects to crack 30,000 people for the weekend.
30,000 people.
Yeah,
I was at something else.
I was at Corryong once, and at midday on Saturday, the main street just shut down, and there was no one.
They're
a beautiful place.
They're preparing for the festival. They're all locked up, ready for this weekend.
Yeah, 30,000 people in the joint. It must be amazing.
It is amazing, mate. Look, I'm a bit biased. I've been coming here since I was a kid, and I've been ingrained in it probably in the last several years with the band, and now the reenactment. The kids have all got roles as well. They're all in period costumes, riding their horses around the cabin here before we start running the Brumbies out of the hill. Nev Barras is the man from Snowy River this year.
Okay. And who are you this year?
Well, it's funny.
You're not Clancy of the Overflow or anything like that, are you?
Well, last year it went pear-shaped. Last year I ride in with the colt from Old Regret, you see. Last year I rode in with Guy McLean. This year it's with the Double Dams horsemanship. And last year I was meant to be Curly, the mug who let the colt go. So I put him in the yard.
The
colt go. But then the horses got away, and our roles were meant to be finished. So Guy McLean and I flung up onto our horses, and we wheeled them to give them back to the crack riders. So for a while we were Clancy. And then we brought him home, and then we were both Jim Craig.
Oh, that's bloody magnificent. That is magnificent.
You were both Jim Craig, the man from Snowy River.
This year I'll be leading the colt from Old Regret in, and my role then would be to just get off, and I'm going to recite the poem while the crack riders are screaming down the mountain with the Brumbies in tow, in front of them, in fact. And they get to yard them for all the people that are watching on the other side of the fence. It really is fantastic, mate. And when that score starts playing, the soundtrack from The Man from Snowy River, I don't care how many times you've heard it, but when you're in this environment up here, the hairs just stand up on the back of your neck. Whoa. Unreal.
Awesome.
Very cool. Well, good on you again for being part of such an incredible part of our region, like the history of our region. And it's just, it's just a fun weekend for everyone. So thanks for telling us about it again today, Danny.
Good on you. Yeah, and look, if anyone's got the weekend spare, the rain has cleared up. It's beautiful up here in the mountains. Come up and have a look. I think it's the best festival in the country. I think it's magnificent. And I'll try and catch up with you tomorrow. Matt, we've got a main stage performance tomorrow night with Longreach.
That'd be awesome. Fantastic.
Which is actually going to be our last performance this weekend. We haven't announced that yet, but we'll get that on Facebook and around the place later. But,
What? Last performance when? For the weekend? What?
Last performance ever.
What's happening?
What do we think anyway? Steve's taking the opportunity to retire. He wants to do a bit of travel and spend some time with his family. PC's had a lingering shoulder complaint forever, so he's going to get an operation done. And Dave and I, the drummer and I, are in another band in Canberra, which we're going to finish up some festivals with at the end of the year. And we're just going to chill out really and take a backward step to finish another album over the next
that'll
year.
That'll be emotional. That will be emotional.
So your last opportunity to see Longreach is this weekend at the Man from Snowy River.
But you know what? This is where it all started about 7 or 8 years ago, too. I got up there, I did my first job without a hat. I thought, you know what? I need a hat. I can't wear this old Akubra. So I went over to Pat's hat and bought a white hat. My wife says it's not your hat, it's your look at my hat.
Oh, mate,
no,
well, let's...
here at the Manvers Snow River. We're going to retire it tomorrow.
Yeah,
night.
It's going to be very
full
emotional.
Circle.
Oh, I can't wait to see you, mate. It'll be amazing. The Man from Snowy River Festival with Danny Fegan and the Longreach Band, of course, as well. The final performance. Thanks, mate.
Good on you, Tom. Talk to you soon.